In 2007, the Eagles recorded Long Road Out of Eden, their first new studio album in 28 years. The album sold 3 million copies and produced the top 10 country hit, How Long. To show their appreciation to country radio, the Eagles made their first ever award show appearance at this year's Country Music Association Awards. Several chart records were set during the past year. Kenny Chesney had the fastest climb to number one by taking only 8 weeks to reach the top of the singles chart with Never Wanted Nothing More.
I took Kenny down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. And I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far before. The first time's a one-time feeling, and I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live for love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need.
Kenny Chesney is one of four country stars listed in the 10 top-grossing concert tours of 2007. Kenny's flip-flop summer tour was the fourth biggest moneymaker of the year. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill came in at number 8, and Rascal Flatts placed at number 10. In November, Garth Brooks teased his fans by performing 9 sold-out shows in Kansas City, Missouri. He retired from touring 7 years ago to stay at home with his 3 young daughters. Garth maintains, however, that he'll return to the road when his youngest child turns 18. Before heading back into retirement, he'll perform 5 shows in San Diego next month to benefit firefighters and victims of the Southern California wildfires.
Just to hang up the phone, driving across town just to see if she's home, waking a friend in the dead of night just to hear him say it's gonna be alright. When you find the things to do not to fall asleep, 'cause you know that she's waiting in your dreams. That's when she
Garth Brooks also returned to the top of the country chart in 2007. More Than a Memory from his compilation The Ultimate Hits became the first song to debut at number one in the history of the Billboard country chart. A total of 25 songs reached number one in 2007. 3 artists made their first ascent to the top of the chart, including Emerson Drive, Big and Rich, and 18-year-old Taylor Swift, who won this year's Country Music Association Horizon Award. Taylor's self-titled debut album produced 2 top 5 singles, as well as the number one hit, Our Song.
Our song is a slam of screen doors, sneaking out late, tapping on your window. When we're on the phone and you talk real slow, 'cause it's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you left the first date, man, I didn't kiss her and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again.
Taylor Swift made history in 2007 as the first female artist in country music history to write or co-write every song on a million-selling debut album. She's also the youngest country artist to reach number one with a self-penned song. In other news, country fans mourned the loss of several legends during the past year. They include Del Reeves, Henson Cargill, Boots Randolph, Porter Wagoner, and Hank Thompson. And speaking of legends, Mel Tillis, Ralph Emery, and Vince Gill were this year's inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame. In addition, Mel Tillis became a member of the Grand Ole Opry, which also added Josh Turner and Charlie Daniels as members in 2007.
Sure.
24-year-old Carrie Underwood ended the year with more accolades than any other country artist. She won 15 industry awards, including 3 Grammys, and the Female Vocalist of the Year honors at both the Academy of Country Music and Country Music Association Awards. Carrie's debut album, Some Hearts, reached sales of 6 million copies, and her new release, Carnival Ride, sold 2 million copies in less than 2 months. But it's 38-year-old Rodney Atkins who dominates Billboard's Top 10 Country Songs of 2007. 2 hits from his latest album, If You're Going Through Hell, appear on the list. Rodney holds the number 4 spot with These Are My People and claims the number 1 country single of the year with a song that was inspired by his 5-year-old son, Elijah. Here's Rodney Atkins with Watching You. I'm Mary Morningstar.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my 4-year-old said a 4-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants. Yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching